Welcome to Saints History, told and experienced the way God intended it, with excessive amounts of alcohol and cursing. The booze is probably bourbon because...
Other alcohols are for rich women on diets.
Now, here's your drunk Saints History host, who is...
bombed out of his gourd.
Alright, so, me and Don, we didn't think 2008 was going to be like a two-parter, but Don... this is awesome. Like, 2008 is just, the comedy just flows from it. Because it's like, what do they say? Comedy is sadness plus time, or tragedy plus time?
Tragedy plus time.
Yeah, it's comedy.
It's crazy because there are peaks and valleys in this season.
It is.
As we're moving forward. There's a peak, and then there's a fall, there's a peak, and there's like a bigger dip, and a little peak, and you know.
And you were still, they were 4-4. And they went to London, so they got the week off, right? So you still felt like 4-4. You're not like, oh wow, we're rolling, we're in the playoffs. But you're definitely not like, oh, the season's done with, we're cooked. Maybe we should start losing, looking for draft picks. Like 4-4, you're like, hey, we're still in it. And like the NFC South that year was kind of meh. So you were like, you know, Carolina was good, but you were like, hey, we can get a wild card. So they go to Atlanta. And it was bad, man. Like, it's one of the few times where, like, Drew Brees.
Ryan's first game against the Saints.
Yeah. Like, it was one of the. Like,
and Mike Smith's.
Yeah, like, Atlanta, like, housed them. And, like, this is one of the only games where, like, you see, like, Drew Brees, like, yelling at dudes on the sideline. Like, him and Shockey were yelling at each other.
Oh,
Shockey,
I remember that. He
Peyton
shouted
were
at
yelling
Shockey.
At each... Yeah, like it was, like. It was, like, bad all around. But, like, Garrett Hartley is now the Saints' kicker. Like, the Saints have, like, rolled in, like, figured it out. And, like we're like, oh, my God, he's made 2 field goals. And
yeah.
This is good. But, like, this game, like the Saints, it's 27-6 going into the fourth quarter. And it's just, I mean, Drew Brees, like, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He threw 58 times for 422, but it was just a trash pile all around.
Yeah,
and
Matt was Ryan just garbage was, time touchdown.
Yeah, like, and he threw a pick six to, like, a former LSU guy.
Drew Brees had so many interceptions this year.
Yeah, Chevis Jackson, 95-yard pick six to, like, wrap that shit up.
Oh, God.
Matt Ryan, like, 16 of 23, like, in a rocking chair. And that was back when like, Atlanta had Michael Turner. And he ran for 27 times for 96 yards. Like, the Saints just, like, got housed. And that was one of those games where you're like, yeah, we're not going to the playoffs. We're just going to be, like, 7-9, 8-8. Because every time we go and play, like, a half-decent team.
Yeah, we're going to be this really unpredictable team. Like, are we going to win or lose this week? Who knows?
Yeah. And then they go to Kansas City. And Kansas City, this is like the end of the Herm. This is like the end of the Herm Edwards era.
Oh, the Herm Edwards era.
Yeah, they're like one and
they're
like
one, for this game.
Yeah, like 1-9, but like the Saints, like they still have to, like, it's like 10-10 at halftime, and like Dwayne Bowe is doing stuff. And and it's just one of those games where, Kansas City, if you didn't have Google, Don, if I said, I'll give you 100 guesses to guess the Kansas City quarterback, who would you guess?
Oh, Tyler Thigpen.
You didn't guess. You fucking used Google.
Well, I researched the season.
But even him, 19 of 38. For 235, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Again, I'm not going to research.
I don't remember who he was.
But I would bet you I'd bet $1,000 that's the best game he ever had in his life. You know.
Yeah.
This is where Pierre Thomas starts to emerge. He has 16 carries, 88 yards, 4 receptions for 56 yards. And Deuce is like, they're like, yeah, Deuce, you're old. We're phasing you out. And the Saints, they win, and it's like, you know. I mean.
Well, he was due like $7 million the next season.
Yeah. So, like, Deuce was donezo. But you knew, like, but the Saints are like, they're 5-5. You're like, it's not even. So then they go home and they play Green Bay on Monday night.
This is the best game of the season.
Best game of the season. Because Green Bay It's like the Saints are 5-5 and Green Bay is 5-5. This is one of those
Aaron
games
Rodgers
where you're like,
first time against us.
Yeah, this is one of those games. This is Aaron Rodgers' first year starting, right? So this is one of those games where you're like, hey, it's Monday night. If the Saints can't win against a 500 team on Monday night, like, they're not going to the playoffs. Like, they got to win this game to give us hope and have fun the rest of the year. And this is the thing, you know, Brett Favre would be in Minnesota in 2009, but in 2008, he was with the Jets, and the Jets were rolling until Brett Favre hurt his arm. So Green Bay, like, still hadn't, like, warmed up to Aaron Rodgers. Like, they were still like, ah, Favre, he's the gunslinger, you know?
Yeah.
and this game, dude, is just one of those games where, like, I mean, the Drew Brees games, like, they're so good.
It was
like,
so entertaining, and it felt so good.
Yeah. Like these games, like, Don, I'm reading off his head. Drew Brees, 20 of 26, 323, four touchdowns, no picks. And it's just like, I've already thrown out, like, on two other ones, like, three touchdowns, no pick. 26 of 30.
Points.
Like, it's ridiculous, you know?
Yeah. But this was the game that Deuce had the all-time score, rusher touchdown.
I think so, record. Yeah.
No, because when he did it, Peyton was on the sideline. He ran up to Peyton, and Peyton, like, hugged him. I remember
Because he five rushes, five yards, and a touchdown. Lance Moore had a monster game, 5 for 115. Jeremy Shockey's back and finally healthy, so you're like, oh, yeah, he's good. Marcus Colston, like, topped it off with, like, a 70-yard touchdown. You know, and the Saints defense had like three picks. So this game was
Jason
like
Jason David had a fucking pick.
Yeah, like think about Jason David.
And he almost took it to the house. Almost.
Yeah, like Jason David, the thing about him was he got roasted a lot, but he had really good hands. Like we
and
always used to joke about the Saints.
He was opportunistic. He was opportunistic at times too.
Yeah, like we used to call him the no catching motherfuckers, right? Like they dropped like not only did they get roasted a lot, but they dropped like 100 interceptions. Like Jason David, he might get roasted four times a game, but if you throw it to him and he's got a chance to make a play, like he could make a play. You know, so that this game like totally gave Saints fans false hope because you're like, man, they got interceptions. Jason David had two interceptions. Kevin Casefahorn, the worst fucking safety.
Yeah, the record's not bad right now, and we got all these other teams to play. Like,
yeah, like you looked at the schedule, and you were like, man, we got Green Bay, we got Atlanta, we'll go to Tampa, we got Atlanta at home, then we got Chicago, Detroit, who's winless and is going to drop a 0-16. Like, you're like, man, we can get this to 9-7, 10-6. So there was like real hope. And then, I mean, I have to say probably the loss that was the hardest on the year was they go to Tampa. Tampa's in first place, and it's just a fucking monsoon in the second half. And the Saints fight their balls off, and they lose 23-20. You know, and what did you remember about? Yeah. What did you remember? Or what did your research tell you about this game?
Brees threw three interceptions.
Yes, he did.
That's the most glaring thing about this game. Here's the thing: like, I didn't watch this game because I think because of the weather, the signal was going out, and I had to just watch it on my phone, like the game channel. So, I mean, but I'm like, oh, we lost. Well, at least I didn't get to see it for myself, you know?
So, Colston was awesome. The thing I remember about this game is, like, at the end of the game, like, the Saints, they had the ball. They're down three, and you're like, minute 55, Drew can do this. We're going to steal this. And, like, no, he's just going to throw a pick and wrap this thing up.
It's just going to float a little and then just, like,
you know,
the funny thing
was that's the last game that John Gruden ever won as an NFL coach.
Oh, really?
Because the 2008 Bucks would they were 9-3. They would lose their last four.
And they got fired.
And he got fired.
And they hired Raheem Morris.
They hired Raheem Morris, but he's back this year. But that's it. That was for the longest time. That was a trivia question. Like that was the last game Chucky coached, and not coached, but that was the last game he won. And he collapsed, man. Like the Tampa would collapse, and they needed to win their final game of the year to get to the playoffs. I think Carolina was the number, ended up being like a 2 seed, and they would lose to Arizona.
Yeah, 12-4.
They would lose to Arizona. Jake DeLone would just completely melt down, and they would lose the playoff game. But that Tampa team, so the Saints, they come home, and they beat Atlanta, who's 8-3. It makes them 8-5, and the Saints are 7-6. And it's just like, the Saints are just like, they're just like, you know, I mentioned in part one about the girlfriend that, like, you're scared that you can't do any better. But the 2008 Saints were like that girlfriend or that friend you have that just lingers. And you don't really hate them, but you don't really like them. And you keep dropping hints it's time for them to go home. But they just linger and linger and linger, you know?
I'm just imagining Mike Smith lingering, like, on the sideline.
So the Saints, this Atlanta game was fun. You know, they win. You know,
Jason David, I'm reading Jason David intercepted Matt Ryan at the Saints' 26-yard line.
Yeah, like, this was before this was back people – we had hope for Jason David because he made picks. He got picks. And a dude –
yeah, he actually looked not bad.
If a corner gets picks, you'll put up with them getting roasted. Like, because then the scale kind of evens out, right? You're like, if he's getting picks and he's getting roasted.
Well, what other expectation did you have of Jason David, you know, other than to be productive?
The thing about Jason David –
which he was this year.
The thing about Jason David people forget is – the Saints were desperate for a corner that year, and like three dudes like turned them down, and they couldn't get a deal. They tried to trade for a corner.
Yeah, that one guy, Gerard Sensabaugh, was one of them, wasn't he?
Yeah, and like they wanted a guy that signed with Arizona. They like he was like choice number four, and eventually they were like, "Fuck, we got to get a corner." So they did like he was like a restricted free agent. They had to give up like a fourth round pick, but he was like way down the list. But another game, Drew Brees, 18 of 32, 230 yards. Reggie Bush was really good this game. He had 100 yards total. Devery Henderson, the Devery Henderson special, 3 for 72, you know?
Yeah, so, Pierre Thomas had an 88-yard return on Reed.
Yeah, and a 5-yard rush. And the Saints, they just, like, you know, they win, and you're feeling, you're like 7-6, feeling good.
But they're going into a Bears game, and I remember I was out with my friends that night. It was a snowy night, and it was like 20 degrees.
Yeah, it was snowing in New Orleans, and I remember the thing was like, it's a white, you know, you're going to have like a white, it wasn't actually a white Christmas, but you're having snow in New Orleans for the holiday season. Can you have a white Christmas and the Saints maybe make the playoffs? And, dude, this game was just a fucking nut punch. But Pierre Thomas.
Well, I will say this, very hard fought game.
Yeah, it was a really hard fought game. And they had some shitty, they had like a shitty pass interference. They had a shitty pass interference call against Roman Harper at the Robbie Gould got to kick a 28-yard field goal to make it 24-24. You know, this game, Drew Brees was kind of meh. He was, you know, the Saints were down. He was 24-43, 232. But Pierre Thomas was fucking lights out, man. 87 yards rushing.
He's from Chicago. So yeah, every time he played in Chicago, he played amazing.
Yeah, like, he was fucking – and this is the thing. Like, the Saints defense, Kyle Orton was the Bears quarterback, you know?
Yep, because they got rid of Grossman.
They got rid of Sexy Rexy, the sex cannon.
Yeah, they did. Sexy Rexy.
And, you know, it's just – it's one of those games, man. Like, it's just a brutal – and it's one of those things where, like, they lose and you're like – and that is when you're like, man, it's donezo. because they're 7-7, and you looked at the playoffs, and it was like, not. It's you're like the math is like, well, if Tampa gets swallowed, it gets by Tampa Bay gets hit by an asteroid or falls into Tampa Bay. Literally.
Yeah, the people were focusing on like the wild card spot at that point because yeah. I mean Carolina already had the division locked up, but
and I remember like that was like the Channel 4 column, like that was before Twitter and stuff. So like I got more emails, right? Because that's how people reach me. And I remember like there was like genuine dread from people that like they had their guts ripped out against Chicago and they had a long layoff. Oh my God, they're gonna lose to Detroit. Detroit is 0-14, and we're gonna lose to Detroit.
Dude, I remember you know Michael Silver from Yahoo Sports?
Yeah.
I remember he was picking Detroit to beat New Orleans. He's like, I'm just going to pick the Detroit Lions to beat the Saints and finally snap the winless curse.
And I was like,
had a Mike Silver impression. But and then the Saints won 5-7.
Yeah, like they won. Like, and I said in my comment, I was like, I know you people have this feeling of dread because this is obviously this is like pre Super Bowl, and yeah, the NFC Championship was fun, but we as Saints fan, we still had baggage. The old timers remembered like Tampa Bay, their first ever win. They went like almost 2 years without winning a game when they were expansion team, and Saints fans were like, oh my God, we lost to Tampa, we're gonna lose to Detroit. And I remember writing in my comment, I was like, you people. I have no life. I watch all these games because that was back when Sunday Ticket, they would let you watch the rewind and it would like they would condense it down to 30 seconds and I would just watch games and I would watch who the Saints would play.
So it's like
the
all the highlights.
Week. Yeah, like I would watch and I was like, you people don't watch these games. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I've watched all these Lions games. The Lions are fucking pathetic. I'm like, the Saints. They cannot give a fuck. They can be devastated from Chicago. They can sleepwalk, and they're winning this game. And
yeah,
sure enough,
thing go ahead.
No, they did. The Saints just basically like
they fucking pistol whipped them.
Yeah, like it was like 21-0. You're like it's 28-7 at the half. You know,
I don't know what's worse, the fact that the Lions lost this bad, or the fact that they like literally wasted Calvin Johnson like this entire season. I mean, what's worse.
That Lions team, man, they had Dan. They started Dan Orlovsky. And they had Drew Stanton come in, who Drew Stanton until just a little bit ago, he was still getting.
Well, Kitna got injured in like week four.
Yeah, like.
And like, Kitna was like decent.
And then Mike Bell appears. And I mean, that the Saints, you know, they win and they get to 7-8-7. And I think the Saints went into the season finale as like they had a shot to make the playoffs. You know? So they think they needed like 10 gabillion things to happen. Or maybe not, but they played Carolina, and if this just didn't sum up the Saints, it summed up the Saints. Their bad defense, and it sort of summed them up. It's like if you combine the 2007, 8, 14, 15, and 16 Saints, like this would be like the average game, you know?
Yeah.
Of like the Saints, they're getting like Tampa's just, I mean, Carolina's just whipping them, and it's like 23-3, and, you know, the Saints, they fight like crazy, and they fight all the way back. The thing that was crazy about this game is I was on a cruise with my girlfriend, now wife, and the Dolphins were playing Brett Favre the Jets, and needed to win, and the winner would get in. And what needed to happen was the New England needed Miami to lose so they could get the division. That was the year Brady got hurt and Matt Castle. So we're watching the Dolphins in the room, and I like am like on the computer or whatever, and I would like checking the bar, like walk down to the bar and like check on the Saints game. But because the Dolphins game mattered, because the Dolphins were like, they win, they get in. And it was Ricky Williams, and the Dolphins hadn't been good in a long time. And my wife is just, even though she's from Houston, she's a random Dolphin fan. So we're like getting good. And then I'm like, well, I don't give a shit about the Saints because they're down 23-3, right? I'll just watch Dolphins. And then like I'm seeing the ticker, and they're like slowly coming back. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
all right,
it's like
love
Drew,
you, baby.
It's like Drew Brees is. Yeah, Drew Brees' heroics are really coming in.
Yeah, like they're down 30-10, and Drew Brees like throws three straight touchdowns to get them up 31-30. But when it got to be 30-24, I'm like, I love you, baby, but I'm gonna go to the bar and see if the Saints can pull this out. And of course, the Saints they go ahead 31-30, but of course, the Panthers take the last 3 minutes and 10 seconds and run off the clock, and fucking John Casey kicks a 42-yard field goal.
That asshole.
I mean, if he'd be the kicker on the all-time Saints killer team. But like, I kind of like
Bryant.
Feel like that game was like a precursor that people should have noticed that like the Carolina defense wasn't that good, and Drew Brees lit them up, and like Kurt Warner could light them up. And I know Jake Delhomme would shit the bed in the playoff game, but Kurt Warner kind of lit them up in that playoff game, you know? And another, fucking Drew Brees, 30 of 49, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just another Drew Brees season, another Drew Brees year where, you know, 2008, he gets the passing record. He throws for 5,069 yards, which 5,000 yards. It's still a big deal because Drew Brees does it all the time, but nobody else does. But in 2008,
well, Matt
man,
Stafford did one time.
Yeah, but in 2008, like 5,000 yards was like the unbreakable fucking.
Yeah,
it was like the 4 minute mile.
No one ever
like
even sniffed that number.
Yeah, like Dan Marino did it, but they're like, you can't do that number because you got to average 300 yards a game, and Drew Brees fucking did it, man. And granted,
he did it without effort.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing was, like some of it was garbage time numbers, but like most of the Saints games, like we just went through them, like they were close, fucking gut wrenching losses, you know.
And a lot of these games were the Saints' offense really having to play catch up, like really fast.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and you could say, well, you know, the Carolina game, it wasn't garbage stats. The Saints, he pulled them back from 3 touchdowns back to a head.
Yeah, they scored 21 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, like, but to wrap it up, like, I will not lie. I did not, at the end of 2008, feel like the Saints were close to a Super Bowl. Now, I would change my mind in the preseason next year, because I liked the Saints offseason that they had. We got excited about the double G, Greg Williams. But, like, there was no, like, Super Bowl vibe off the 2008 Saints, man.
No, but we were – well, first of all, we finished in last place.
Yeah.
So, I mean – but, I mean, we could have won at least 2 or 3 games to at least maybe have a shot at a wild card. But, like, yeah, that was pretty much all you could say about the 2008 season. But, like, I agree with you about the 2009, like, preseason, because they did make some moves.
Yeah.
You know, he who shall not be named was a good move. Yeah.
You know,
and Greg Williams, obviously.
And Greg Williams
new...
and Jabari Greer gave him a good corner.
Yeah.
Porter came in, and Randall gave – like, their secondary was really good. That 2019 was loaded. But, like, the 2008 – when 2008 ended, you were still like, 2006 is 2 years ago. Sean Payton's really good at –
yeah, and now I'm starting to get scared.
Yeah. Like, you're starting to get scared that the Saints, they can't get their shit together on defense – and they're going to waste Drew Brees like they wasted Archie. Like, not that Archie,
remember,
no, Archie never made an NFC championship, but you could see that Brees was phenomenal, and the Saints' defense was still a trash pile.
Yeah, who's Peter King. 2009, Peter King had the Saints ranked, like, 27th.
Yeah, like, and,
like really low.
Yeah, and the Saints, they would get rid of Gary Gibbs, who Sean Payton admitted, like, it was a really hard for him to fire him because – he brought Gary Gibbs over with him from Dallas. And, you know, Gary Gibbs' defense, if he'd have had good players, I think he'd have been okay. But, like, he wasn't a coordinator that, like, he was a magician. He was just like, get me good players and I'll make it work. Whereas like Greg Williams is like, fuck.
How many Hazlitt guys were on the 2006 defense?
I mean, they still had a bunch of Hazlitt guys. They had Grant. They had Jason Kraft. They had Will Smith. I mean, that 2008 team, man, they had a, I mean, they still had a bunch of dudes, you know? No, Roman Harper wasn't. They were phasing them out, though. They had pretty much phased out a lot of the Jim Hazlitt.
I think Harper was pretty much done after 2010.
As was
Cedric Ellis.
So, yeah, like Cedric Ellis, he progressed over the years, and you were, like, thinking he was progressing, and then by 2011, he's, like, out of the league after 2011.
Yeah, he's done. He went to the Bears, and then he retired.
Yeah, he didn't even play, though. He signed with them and left. He pulled
a Dan Morgan.
Yeah, like, it was weird, though, because he didn't get injured. He just, I guess he was just like, I'm done with the NFL, I made my money. But he was a weird
Super Bowl ring too.
Yeah, he was weird progression because usually guys like him, he was on the climb upward. It wasn't a rapid descent, but you could see him getting better. And then after 2009, in his third and fourth, fifth year, he just was like done. And you're like, it was very, very, very strange. But he was a guy who, signed those rookie deals before the last collective bargaining agreement where he got like mega money, you know?
Yeah, like, that's true.
Now,
and I heard he loved to play video games a lot.
Yeah, like he was one of those dudes where he got picked eighth, and I think he got like a 5-year like $40 million deal or $50 million.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
You know, where like now if you get picked eighth, you get like 25 and you get like $12 million, $15 million guaranteed, which is a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not
Yeah, I think a lot of that had to do with Jamarcus Russell, didn't it?
Yeah, well, like I mean,
his contracts. And stuff.
Yeah, and like Bradford NFL. Well, NFL owners want to find any way to fuck over players, right? And the whole thing is, hey, well, we won't give the rookies money. We'll give the veterans money. We promise, you know.
Yeah.
But so to wrap up 2008, I mean, going through this, I forgot how fun it was. And it's just
there
one
were
of
some
those
peaks and valleys. Yeah.
I mean, it's random. I want to say, like, it just goes to show you that, like, the Saints, when they had peak Drew Brees and, like, at his zenith, like, it didn't matter what they had. The floor was 7-9, 8-8, and it didn't matter what. Like,
and he would throw some picks sometimes.
He'd throw picks, whatever. But like, you could put homeless people on defense.
He gets sacked for 16-yard loss.
Yeah.
That happened often.
Now Drew Brees, he doesn't – he gets rid of the ball. He's not taking sacks. But, like, 2008, Drew Brees would run around and make shit happen.
Just throw it to Kamara.
Yeah. But, I mean, he could have homeless guys on defense, homeless guys at wide receiver. It didn't matter. The Saints are going 8-8. But, anyway, so follow Don on the Twitter. So, Don, how do they find you on the Twitters?
At Don Takano, DonTakano.
So, Fond Don on the Twitters. I've made a hash of this podcast. This was a brilliant idea by you, Don. I applaud you. I thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me on. It's an honor. I've been a listener since you guys were Duck Chronic Podcast.
So go and donate and make so we can still do these kind of fun things. British lady, take us out.
Thanks to all of our Saints Happy Hour listeners whose donations made Drunk Saints history possible. Until next time, remember, surviving Saints history is hard. That's why God made alcohol.